Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. But every day is a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that.
Welcome back. This show's what Frankie's feeding Maddie G a rib while we're trying to come back. I'd like to dedicate that Christmas song, Come Back, Merry Christmas, Darling, to the Vogelvogler. Merry Christmas, darling.
Thank you, sir.
That's to the Vogelvogler. That's your host, Ray I. You're listening to 590 KFNS AM. If you're just joining us, this is our Christmas show, and we also have Frankie Moe from Smoky Moe's Inn. He is catering the outdoor media this morning, and he's feeding them all ribs. And Frankie's passing out the ribs, and everybody's chewing on a rib. What kind of rib we got here, guys? You guys like them? Somebody say something.
The best I have ever eaten in my entire
life. Wow. Yeah, he gave you yours first, so he'd get a good review, didn't he? We're even passing the paper towels. He just brought Tracy. I'm going to try to get Tracy on the radio, and you're feeding her a rib. My goodness. Pull your microphone down there. Tracy Bruce with a reporter for the Leader Papers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
What all you do with the Leader? You I know you shoot photos and you do a lot of writing, and you just busy.
I'll tell you, packed. My days are packed.
Full.
Yes.
So tell our listeners a little bit that maybe not familiar with the Leader Paper. What is the Leader Paper? Where are you out of, and what do you do with it?
Well, the Leader Paper's in Jefferson County, and we now have three papers. We have the West Side Leader, which is the latest edition.
Okay.
We have North, which is Arnold Imperial. And we have the Jefferson County Leader, which covers the south part of Jefferson County.
So how do you do distribution? Is they like I go to the mailboxes, or what's the deal?
Yeah, they come right in your mailbox. Perfect. And best of all, they're free.
They're free. Free Leader papers. They're everywhere. Now, my wife is not as happy and excited about it as me and you, because she's got to put them in everybody's mailbox. She's a mail carrier. She goes, them Leader papers are everywhere. Sorry about that. And then we got John Winkleman over here, who also deals with leader paper, but he also is an outdoor writer and did outdoor columns for years, and he's with Outdoor Guide Magazine. Welcome back.
Thanks for the invite to be here. Yeah. I do have been doing outdoor news each week for the Leader for about 10 years. For about 15 years now with Outdoor Guide as the associate editor with Outdoor Guide. Really enjoy, like I said, getting outdoors. I've all the times I've listened to the show and all the silly and the fun that you have here, Ray, and today is no exception. But that Soldier Silent Night that you played before the break was just, it made chills. I know for me, and I'm sure everybody who heard that, just what a way to start the day.
Well, you got to put them first,
yep.
Our American Warriors.
No doubt about that.
Before I get into talking a little bit more about the print, how's that rib you guys are trying?
That is some good stuff. I just had one little bite. Just the seasoning from the outside, whether it's the rub or the sauce, whatever Frankie put to that.
You know, there's no sauce. We're not doing sauce today,
no.
Because we want you to taste the real deal.
They're just that moist. It's almost like it's sauce. It's so moist. And then that rub
seasoning.
Come in here
a minute, Frank. Tell Frank, come here a minute.
Hot stuff. Yeah. Not hot and spicy, just...
Do you like yours, Bill? What do you think?
Oh, I tell you what, if I had false teeth, I'd take them out.
come here, Frank. Come here real quick. Lean into his microphone. What kind of rib are they having here this morning? Lean right into here.
Smoky Moe's Baby Backs.
Smoky Moe's, there you go. That's the name.
And Ray, I love the Leader paper. They really gave me a boost in opening my new business. So
awesome.
I want to thank them.
Oh, that's awesome. John, first, and I'm going to go back to Tracy here in just a minute. What we've seen over the years, us old guys especially, yeah, when I did media hunts for years, and the deal there was the photographers and the outdoor writers would come into camp. They'd shoot Kodachrome 64 for slides. Yeah. Remember those days? But then they do that. We'd do the hunt like in April, but the article would not be published national feature until next year.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
a difference.
What a difference. Now it's instant.
Instant.
It's so instant with the from social media, on-air media. But then the print, too, and with digital photography, you can upload
wow.
and be
what a change
in this week. Yeah, go to opening day, and before the next weekend season, yeah. you've got a good follow-up story or a good lead story.
Now, the downside to all this modern stuff, in my opinion, is we've lost a lot of our outdoor columns in the newspapers and the print stuff. You remember back in the day when Tim Rankin was the Post, Bill Seibel and the Globe Democrat? Bill Seibel was flown to Tennessee to cover the Levi Garrett All-American Turkey Calling Championship and ran like four pages in the Globe Democrat and photos. You remember those days?
Oh yeah.
And deer season. Remember deer season when the writers would go to the check station to interview people?
Yep. And just those days and just looking forward to those, knowing that weekend fishing report was coming out. Tim Rankin was going to tell you where it was and what to go. From childhood on, I just loved that.
Started my outdoor media career with hunting with those guys, with Tim Rankin and Billy Seibel.
Yeah.
Going out in the woods with those guys, and they take a ink pen or a pencil and a notepad and ask me questions and write it down.
Yeah.
Has that changed or what?
Yeah.
So I'm a little sad about we're not seeing our outdoor columns like we used to have.
Not so much in many papers. It's certainly reduced, but there still are a lot of outlets. I get a lot of newspapers to work for the hospital down in Crystal City, and so cover and follow the media. All of those, St. Genevieve, Perry County, the Leader in Jefferson County, the Independent Journal from Potosi.
Yeah, you saw I had that out.
Those small newspapers are still doing it. The main big metropolitan newspapers have lost some of that. But there's also good supplements like the Outdoor Guide magazine and specialty publications that give the opportunity for those of us with a hunger for more and more of it. You can find it. Anybody can be a publisher these days, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You used to really have to have your crap together to be able to get published or have a photograph, and if you wrote a book, you better know what you're talking about. If you did a DVD, then a videotape, VHS, but now anybody can do it.
Yep. And you have publishers and editors and fact checkers and things, and that's the downside of the current media.
What a
change. Modern media is that anyone can put anything out there and forecast or broadcast it as true. In the past, an editor wouldn't let you get by without the right dot on
exactly,
D.
John. You know, and the thing is that these magazines like Outdoor Guide magazine, Bob's doing a great job with that.
Oh,
and then we got Midwest Outdoor magazine. We're in the Midwest Outdoor studios here. These guys, Bobby and Midwest Outdoors, are two of the companies that is still pushing that paper type print media out there and doing a good job with it, where a lot of them are going away.
And making sure that it's something you can count on and trust, that what you're going to see in there is tested and true and tied, rather than just here's the latest or here's a way that I can take advantage
of that. What I can't stand is hero stories. Look at me.
Yo, man. Any story that starts with I or me, it's off the list in my book.
So, Tracy, Leader Paper, what do you see the difference between print media and electronic stuff for you? Can you pull the microphone a little closer, huh?
Sure. It's the depth, I think.
Yeah.
The information that you get with the internet is surface. And when you go to the paper, somebody is in the trenches, and they know what they're talking about, and they cover it completely. And I think that's the big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And multiple sources. You find people that are out there doing it and not just writing about it or uploading it or sitting at a desk somewhere in mom's basement.
Yeah. How long have you been with the Leader?
2.5 years.
How do you like it? Do you like what you're doing?
Oh, I love it.
Isn't this fun?
It is fun.
So many people don't even realize what we all do in the media as outdoor communicators, and what a great time. And when we have our meetings and stuff, like the MOC meetings, remember we used to go down to the cabin on Piney John?
Oh, what
a great time.
And just the networking, the things you can learn by and from guys like Billy Cooper that are out there doing it, Gerald Scott, Joel Vance, that you could just go through a Hall of Fame list.
We're dinosaurs.
Oh,
we're old.
Hall of Famers is what you are.
Add Spence to that list.
Yeah, Spence Turner. Oh, my brother Spence, absolutely. All right, I think we're going to take a break, Matty G. We got a lot of folks to talk to. Tracy, thanks for coming in on the show.
I'm having some barbecue.
How come they put a plate in front of you? Now you want to take a break?
No, I gave it to John.
Oh, you gave it to
John. Yeah. Take care of the media first, Frankie. Don't give that to the Volkerbacher. There you go. There you go. All right. And Tim, when we come back, we're going to talk to you about the electronic media and all the stuff that you're doing compared with the print
Periscope guy.
The Periscope man. We're going to talk. With that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.